Hello, this is Warren Wandling, the host of How to Become an Obstacle Buster, and today I have a very special guest, Linda Lucas. Linda's direct selling career began in the field as a very shy and insecure consultant. Through the belief in Linda and the guidance of her manager, Linda learned the skills needed, which led her to developing her own million-dollar organizations. Linda's passion for helping others to pay that belief and guidance forward evolved to working as an executive in direct selling companies. From her first corporate opportunity as the director of field development, Linda's knowledge and understanding of the unique needs of the profession brought additional opportunities as VP of Sales and Marketing and President. Linda was named Minnesota's Working Woman of the Year, has been included in Who's Who of American Women, and holds various board positions. Linda was recognized in 2009, 30 Women of Power in Direct Selling, and in 2009, Direct Selling Power 50. Today, Linda is a multi-talented businesswoman, having achieved the top of her field. She is the owner and president of her own company, serving the direct selling profession as a business consultant, an interim title executive, a keynote speaker, and leadership trainer. Linda is honored to be the International Area Chapter Director for Direct Selling Women's Alliance, is also an advisor for the DSWA Diversity Center, and is a published co-author of Build It Big, a best-selling book now translated in 11 different languages. In her personal life, her interests are her husband, their family, friends, her church, art and interior design, and our 39 Chevy. Her dream, her goal, is for her and her husband to take a year and see the USA in their Chevrolet, and to attend a street rod car show in every state. You can learn more about Linda and see that Chevy at her website, lindalucas.com. Thank you, Linda, for taking some time out to be with us today.
Thank you, Warren. I am excited and thrilled to be here and appreciate the invitation.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it as well. Let's begin the call in reference to learning a little more about your organization. Tell us about Linda Lucas, LLC.
I'll tell you, this was something that we talk about accidental leaders and direct sales. This became an accidental company, and it was literally formed out of a need. Over the past couple of years, I had been doing keynotes, some leadership retreats, some trainings for some different direct selling companies. And one day I was asked if I would consider a full-time position as VP of sales. They had just let that person go. I told them no, but suggested that I would work with them, with their team, until they filled that position. And so they thought that was a good idea, so I became an interim VP of sales for them. Well, during that same period of time, I was working with another company, and they asked me who did I know that would be a director of field development. I shared with them what I was doing as the interim VP of sales and marketing, and they asked if I would be able to work with them until they filled the position. And so at that point in time, I was now working with two companies in two titled positions. And interestingly enough, still within that same six-month time frame, I got a call from a company that literally was in genesis. They had a product, period, needed a business consultant to put their entire company together. I informed them what I was doing with the other two companies. They asked if I could still take them on, which I did. And so I worked with them for 6 months, got them to their launch. And about 6 months after that, they called and asked if I would consider being president of their company. I told them no. I love what I do. And so I became their interim executive as president until they were able to fill that position. So that's kind of how it started. And what's now involved in these past few years is I now serve, and I have incredible women that I work with. We serve the direct selling companies in temporary areas, from interim title executives to doing leadership retreats to working consultant trainings and helping them with their projects, filling positions. Either they might not have a budget so they can hire somebody full-time, or are just looking for short-term projects. And that's how our company is involved. And it has just been an extremely exciting journey.
It sounds like an exciting journey. And certainly coming from your past, when you started in the industry, it sounds like you brought so much knowledge that you could transfer to the field and help the executive team really connect with the field.
Thank you. I am very blessed, in as much as half my career has been in the field and half my career has been on the corporate side. And it's a rarity to be able to understand the unique needs of this profession from both sides. So to be able to bring that to the direct selling companies is a real, real plus. So thank you for recognizing that.
What do you consider your primary factors that really contributed to your success?
You know, that's a good question. I think that's one that's probably the easiest to answer, but yet it's the most difficult for me to answer. From the personal side, my mother. She was a single mother, raising my brother and myself. And when I was 12 years old, she told me that the word impossible was spelled I am possible, and that I could do anything I wanted to if I just put my mind to it. So she was a strength that gave me a legacy. The other part on the personal side is incredible support system from my husband and my daughters as they were growing up, because direct sales, this profession has been my only career my entire life. Hmm. From the professional side, I'm going to say from the beginning, there are two people, one in the field and one on the corporate side, that believed in me. They taught me the basics. They taught me the ethics of this profession. And then later in my career, just a few years ago, I had a new mentor come into my life, who was Nikki Kehoho from DSWA. And she saw in me a potential that I hadn't even discovered yet. And I think the one thing that to realize is that the direct selling profession is an extended family. And within it, all of these things come together to really, really help contribute to your success.
Well, you know, with that, the kind of a theme, as you probably noticed throughout that career, kind of that the theme is that you've had mentors, if it was your mother at first, as well as having that strong support system, and then connecting with Nikki that have inspired you and to encourage you to take those steps, which is a great avenue to really follow and to help others to learn to follow success, because I believe success leaves clues.
Well, and without a doubt, I mean, I'm always, always going to credit the support and belief of my sponsor, of my mentors, my family, because they were such a strong influence in this. But the other thing, Warren, I have to add is, in order to really be successful, education, this is what is going to grow anybody's business. It is so important that anybody in direct sales who wants to build a business takes the time to invest in themselves, to develop and take all the education they can from their companies to grow their business. So that, I think, has another very strong aspect to help grow that success.
Very good. And that ties in. I know that you have a very, very inspirational story. And I want you to be able to share with us, our listeners today, the significance of that, the crystal doorknob.
Oh, thank you. And if I start tearing up, and I know I will, I always do, even after all these years, when I share my story. I guess people don't really realize what the power of words do for people. And for those that are listening here, I want them to really, really understand that what you say to somebody can elevate them or can make them feel worthless, and never to ever, ever prejudge a recruit. And I'm prefacing it because when I first entered the direct selling business, I was 19. I was pregnant with our first child, and we were so broke, we were cashing in pop bottles to buy milk. We honestly couldn't afford anything beyond the survival basics. We didn't have any furniture. My husband worked full-time. I didn't want him to have to take a second job. And I was invited to go to a home party, brooms and brushes and things on that order. It was home things. And the gal at this party said, Linda, you should sell this. Let me come over and tell you about the opportunity. So I agreed. And she came over. She visited with my husband and myself, and she left. I was kind of excited and looking forward to hearing from her. But I got a call from her a little bit later. And she said to me, you know what? You're never going to make it in this business. You better go to work in a factory. And she took a 19-year-old girl who had absolutely no self-esteem to begin with, and she put me flat on the floor. Shortly after that, I went to another home party, and I really wanted to purchase this small copper window planter. Of course, I couldn't afford it. And again, I was told you should sell this, and honest to gosh, I didn't believe her. But for some reason, I allowed her to come over and meet Alan and talk with us about the opportunity. And this amazing, incredible woman believed in me. I'm going to cry. She invited me to join her team. She took me under her wing. She taught me the ethics and the integrity of this profession, and I worked with her for over 13 years. Shortly after we got started, Harriet gave me a gift, and it was a beautiful crystal doorknob. And when she gave it to me, she said, "As I helped you open up your door of opportunity, let this doorknob remind you to help others open their door of opportunity." I still have that crystal doorknob. I have had it in my possession for all these years. It's in my purse. Right now it's on my desk. When I was in the field doing home parties, it was almost always on my display. It is a reminder to me that God put this wonderful woman in my life who believed in me and showed me my personal door to opportunity and reminded me to open it for other people. Now, I do want to continue to share one more thing with you. What the gist of this whole story is, just a couple of years ago, Al and I were in the 39. We were on the East Coast. We were up in Vermont on vacation at a car show, and we stopped into this antique shop. And he was on the other side of the shop, and all of a sudden he calls me over to his shelf, and he says, "Honey, isn't this that copper window planter you wanted to buy so many years ago?" And it was. And so I now have the planter that first got me into the business alongside my doorknob that's here in my desk. And the fun thing is that I have pictures of both of those on the website. So if anybody wants to see what got me in it and what kept me in it, those pictures are on the website. So that's my story. That's how I got into this.
Wow, that's a phenomenal story, Linda. Thank you for sharing. Certainly in reference to, isn't it true, you know, one of the key elements is never quit. And so in reference to that story, for some reason, you never quit, still meeting with that sponsor that really believed in you and knew that you had potential inside. And then how that in reference to staying the course, that it really completed that picture of having both the planter and that opportunity. And I like to share in reference to having different affirmations, and I know that the crystal doorknob is a great affirmation to remind that within the direct selling profession, you're offering others a true gift of opportunity if they only believe and walk through that door.
That's a very strong affirmation. Thank you.
I know, Linda, one of your passions really is the DSWA, and certainly specifically within the Diversity Center. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the work that you're doing with the Diversity Center?
I would love to. And I'm involved actually in two very strong areas within the Direct Selling Association, both as the International Chapter Director and within the Diversity Center. But the Diversity Center is something that is very, very special. This is a new center that has been put together to really bring into the fold all the different people out there, and to bring together resources for them. For instance, we have a center for people that are disabled to help attract them into direct sales. There's a center for the African American community, one for the Latin community, one for the Asian, one for the Native American, one for people under 30, what we refer to as a Generation Now, and one for people over 60, which is a Generation Wow. Within our direct selling profession, all of these cultures, all of these communities, this is a core group of people that have an amazing opportunity within direct sales. And there are companies out there, as well as leaders and people, who just don't understand how to market to them or how to attract them, how to train them. So the whole Diversity Center was put together for this purpose. I happen to be advisor in, I don't know if you believe this, but it is the Women Over 60 group. I'm an advisor for the Generation Wow group. And that is, I'm sorry, what?
That's hard to believe.
Thank you. I think what I want to share with the Generation Wow group, this is a group that's 60 or over. And what we've discovered is, especially in the last few years, so many of them have been laid off. They don't have an opportunity to get new jobs. As we know, it's a very, very tight market. Their retirement has probably been eaten up in the way the economy happened. They're looking for new income. But even more than that, people don't like to retire anymore. And this is an amazing opportunity in direct sales for them to take their experience, take their wisdom, take their knowledge to literally build another business that's going to fit in and match with their lifestyle. It's an amazing opportunity for them. And within the Diversity Center and that Generation Wow group, to be able to, with companies, to teach them how to build their marketing materials to attract the Generation Wow group. They take different training. A Generation Wow person doesn't, shall we say, accept or receive the same type of training that a Generation Now person would. The differences in the visuals, the difference in their whys. The Generation Now group, they're so strongly service-oriented. They love community projects. And if your company, for instance, is in doing fundraising or supporting this community, this is something that attracts them. So there is a huge difference in attracting, marketing to, training, and retaining a Generation Now group. And it is a huge group that is out there. So it's one we really, really want to help individual leaders, independent consultants who are building their field, as well as companies to attract this particular group. So that's what the Diversity Center is all about. And those aspects are in every one of those centers within that, for every one of those cultures and core groups. So, yes, I'm very, very passionate about it. The WOW group does have a blog that they can click on. We have interviews on there. We have articles on there that really, really will help someone who's thinking about getting into direct sales that is a Generation WOW person, a male or female, as well as companies who want to take a look at what they could do to maybe tweak their marketing materials, their collateral materials to attract and, of course, train people. So that's a little bit about that diversity center.
I can see why you're really passionate about the diversity center, certainly being able to meet those individual needs of those different generations and to help them come alongside and really get involved with direct selling. Do you find that within that the WOW, the generation, that network, that it's getting traction and momentum, the interest within direct selling?
Yes, I do, and that is also a really, really good question. It's the entry for anybody into direct selling is one that's usually very, very low cost, so there is affordability there. They have the opportunity, as I mentioned, to really know that they can now build their own business. They're not going to get laid off again, as we say. They can contribute. They have experience. They can share. They can mentor. And they can earn that extra income. They can travel. They have the flexibility. All the things that are there for the 20-year-olds to the, well, I know a gal, I'm going to share this right now, with the direct selling company that I was working with, who is 75 and next month is being given to the keys to a car which she will own because she earned it in building her own direct selling team. And so no matter what your age is, you can make it happen with this profession. But within the Generation WOW, this is a phenomenal opportunity. So I really, really encourage the companies and the individual consultants to look at that particular generation.
Well, one of the questions I'd love to focus on, because this is all about how to become that obstacle buster. So how do you overcome obstacles, Linda, on a day-to-day basis?
Well, if you saw me right now, I'm standing with a big smile on my face. I learned a long time ago that every single day brings obstacles. I don't care if they're personal or professional, they're big, they're small. I've learned to, as I put it, let go and let God. It's amazing how he kind of puts us where he wants us to be when he wants us to be there. There's a saying, and I have it on my website. The pessimist wakes up in the morning, goes to the window, opens the curtain, and says, "Good God, morning." Whereas the optimist wakes up in the morning, goes to the window, opens the curtain, and says, good morning, God. Same three words, two different attitudes. There is, and thank you. This, seriously, our profession is ever-changing. It's an exciting profession. It's built on values. When I'm invited to work with a company, I know I'm going to be facing obstacles. That's why they are calling me, whether they call them obstacles, challenges, hiccups, no matter what term they use, I will now become involved in them, and it will be involved on a day-to-day basis. And so one of the things I look at is whether or not that company, the individual leaders or the consultants, whether or not their values are going to match mine. So when someone has obstacles to face, they need to take a look at what that obstacle is attached to and whether or not those values match what your particular values are. I have learned to take a deep breath. I don't react because no matter what that obstacle is, Warren, it's temporary. It is a temporary thing. And the other thing you have to learn to do is separate the emotional side from what is actually real. As women, we do tend to be emotional. Not saying that you, which we love to call our enlightened men in this field, that you are not. But we women definitely react different, and we react often with our heart first, which is gut instinct. And so by taking that deep breath and taking the emotions out of it to separate from what it's real, the one thing that we need and we learn to do is trust who we are. We start to learn to trust ourselves. And when we do that, we learn that we can make a choice. We know now that we can, because we trust ourselves, help find a solution for it. And I have to go back to, again, you have to ask yourself when you're looking at this is if it's in your value system. Within DSWA, and the one thing I learned 6 years ago when I joined them was I knew I had these values within me, but they put them into a words and something very easy to put together. And the easiest thing for me to tell you is think of the word STAIR, STAIR. And those values are service, trust, authentic, integrity, and respect. And so when you face an obstacle, when you're looking at the solution, when you're choosing to go to work for a company, any decision you make in your life, if you learn to trust yourself by saying, okay, is this going to take me out of integrity? This is my value. People trust me. Is this going to change? How can I be of service? How would it look? What would the outcome be? Take all of these different values, and that will help you determine how to respond to that obstacle. It kind of boils down to getting to know yourself and who you are and understanding that gremlin within you, that little voice that talks to you. Some people call it inner critic. I call him a little gremlin. Actually, named mine, Warren. He's called Sam. It's called Stops All Motivation. And every now and then he kind of puts me to the challenge and says, okay, here's an obstacle. You don't want to deal with this. But I go tell him to sit in the corner. So it comes down to self-coaching. It comes down to really doing with yourself what you on a daily basis do to help other people. Do as I do, not just do as I say. So your self-coaching and learning to trust has a lot to do with it. So that's how I face them. I take a deep breath. I don't react. I say, okay, this is going to be the solution. Is this going to remain with my values? And you know what? Sometimes, Warren, and I'm sure you face it, not all obstacles have an answer. And sometimes we have to say, you know what? Can't help you with this one, whether it's a personal one or a professional one. Sometimes there is not an answer, at least not at that given time. So I hope that kind of helps on that question, because that was an excellent question.
Yes, that's very good. You shared some phenomenal techniques in reference to for our listeners to be able to overcome those obstacles. I certainly love the one within self-coaching and taking that deep breath. The value question is really important for our listeners to understand that they know their values, because that's either going to have be in conflict with what they're doing or be in line with what they're doing. But is there one technique other than what you've shared that really stands out, that really helps you overcome obstacles?
One technique. You never ask a woman to give you one thought, Warren. Anybody ever told you that?
I should know that by now.
Yeah, one's a little bit difficult, but I'm going to stretch it just to a couple. I guess the most important one to me, the guidance that I had from my mentors was to give myself permission to fail. To really, again, trust in yourself enough to give yourself permission to fail. Every successful person you know, every successful person I know has fallen flat on their face. They failed. But they've taken that failure, learned from it, and taken that next step. We're not risk takers. We're opportunity seekers. And so you need to give yourself that permission to fail. So trust yourself. Give yourself that permission to fail. And then one more thing, and honest to gosh, I'm going to have to say it truly is probably the key to my success, is surround yourself with the people, Warren, that are better than you are. That's who you learn from. So have the confidence within yourself to surround yourself with the people that are better than you are.
Well, thank you, Linda. Those are great techniques. And certainly surrounding yourself with others that are better than you, because we know in research that the five closest people that are to you have influence in reference to your career. So thank you for sharing that.
That's right.
How about in reference with them, if you knew somebody that was launching and getting started in the direct selling business, what bit of advice would you want to share with them, with that individual?
Now that is the greatest question of all. And that's also the one that's probably got a gazillion answers. And every person listening to this call will hear so many different answers on this one. I guess the one thing I want to very loud and clear put out there is understand that building your home-based business has got to be done for the right reason. What I mean by that is you need to know when you are thinking of launching your very own direct sales business, and I'm talking about independent contractors here right now. For that matter, we could even talk about companies that might be listening to this. But as an independent contractor, when you're looking at starting a home-based business, make sure that it is for the right reason, and that reason is what is going to satisfy your why. You have got to know why you're doing it. And once you have that, you know what your why is, then I really suggest they do their homework, and I'm serious about this. There are a lot of incredible companies out there. There are brand-new startups that are phenomenal. There are old established companies, the traditional companies. There are some that are very technology. There's probably 3,000, seriously, companies out there. You need to really do your homework. Take a look, number one, find out what is the product you have a passion for. You've got to have a passion for a product. I don't care what the comp plan is. I don't care what bells and whistles they offer, what stories you're told. If you don't have a passion for the product, you're not going to be with the company very long, because that is what keeps people in business and keeps their business going. I would definitely, once you find out what product you want and you're excited about it, then take a look at the different companies that provide that product and really ask a lot of questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, find out what their mission is, what their vision is. You know, who are the founders? You know, how long have they been in business? Again, don't discard a company that's brand new, one that's just starting, because they, you know, don't have a history yet. That's okay. Every company was in Genesis at one point. But you do want to know who their founders are and maybe, you know, a little bit of a check on their background. Do they have a good training program? This is pivotal. There is nothing worse than being excited about a product, having it in your home, and now what? Where do you go? So you want to make sure that they have a good training program and they provide everything that you need to help you get started. And I guess I'm going to do a sidebar with DSWA here when it comes to that too, because for the smaller companies or for people that are away from sponsors or for companies that might not have good training programs, the DSWA is a good place to go to really, really help you build your business and get a tremendous amount of education. But always, always, always look to your company first. DSWA is one that complements what your company does. It's not there to, you know, replace what a company does. You want to check and see what their policies are, their policies, their procedures, their customer service. Again, let's put those values in place, Warren. You know, what is it? You know, what is their integrity? What are their ethics? So take a good look at that. Talk with other distributors. Now, sometimes this can be a little bit difficult because nobody wants to feel like they're being fought over because two or three people want to sponsor you into their business and you're talking to the same people within the same company. But every company should very willingly offer you the name or two names of some of their top leaders, some of their people that are successful, and talk with them. You know, find out what challenges they may have and how they overcame them within their company. Nobody is perfect. And then something else, once you've done all that, one of the best things, you know, I can say to you is get rid of any negative people that are around you. You want to launch an incredible new direct sales business. You're excited about it. If you have people around you that are not supporting your decision, especially friends, and sometimes friends and family have a hard time seeing us in this role. They've known us as a wife or a mother or a friend or a niece or a granddaughter. Maybe you had a full-time job as a teacher, and they have a hard time seeing you in the role of maybe a nutritional consultant or a skincare consultant or a designer with a decorating company. They have a hard time seeing you in that role, so they're not really supportive right now. So if anybody is negative about your decision, don't spend that much time with them talking about your business. Talk with those that are going to support you on it. You want to have that positive attitude around you at all time. And then remember that this is a profession. This isn't an industry. It's a profession. It is something that is well respected. There are a lot of people with degrees that are in this profession. There are people that are making good money in this profession. My income has been from $2,000 a year. You know, that's $200 a month. That's a lot of money for people right now. That is a great part-time job. It's a profession. But whether it's $2,000 a year or six figures a year, which the income has been, that is all done in this profession. And I guess that's kind of what my suggestions would be.
Yeah, I love that philosophy that you shared with us today. And certainly that you're ending it with, that it is a profession, that truly looking at a profession and what you shared with and identifying the why would you want to go into this profession, and then making sure that they do the research. And within that research, once they identify that right company, to get rid of, in reference to that negative thinking and the influencers that might pull them away from their decision to move into this profession. So thank you for your insight.
You're welcome.
I believe that success leaves clues, and one of those clues, I believe, is different authors that you've read throughout your career. So would you share with our listeners some of the authors that really influenced you and your business?
I love to read. I absolutely love to read. And as I'm sitting here in my office talking with you, I'm looking at my bookshelves, and they are absolutely filled with motivational and inspirational and biographies. I love reading biographies of successful people. And every book I have here, whether it was given to me as a gift or one I specifically purchased, have to do with motivation, inspiration, direct sales, self-development, and they're by people who have walked the walk. In fact, I have to laugh when you ask this question. I think you just gave me an idea. I think I'm going to add a library tab to my website, Warren. That might be a good idea. With that. He just might do that now. I know a lot of people say it, but with my heart, I'm telling you this. The Bible is my main source. And I have three that I use. I had one that was given to me, John Keipel. John Keipel is an icon in this profession. He was actually my first hire in the corporate world. He became my mentor and became a very, very dear friend. And several years ago, he introduced me to a Bible, which is called the 1-Year Bible for Women, where you read, it takes maybe 10 minutes in the morning, but you read passages, and you literally read the whole Bible in 1 year. So he got me started with that. I also have Robert Schuller's Possibility Thinker Bible, and he is a strong influence. Mm-hmm. But a real, real strong influence for me is John Maxwell. And I also read his Bible for Leaders. So these are on my desk in view and passages every day. So much of my library are those authors.
Well, thank you for sharing. I know certainly with influence in reference to the different readings and those all those three different authors that you've mentioned in reference to the different Bibles, as well as those that have been in the field or have experienced the process of going through, meeting through their obstacles to meet their level of success. So I appreciate you're sharing some of that insight.
I suppose I should also add that the Build It Big book that I was a co-author of is phenomenal. It truly is. Build It Big and More Build It Big. And those are direct. I mean, those have insights from phenomenal people in direct sales on all the different aspects of the business. And I wholeheartedly, seriously recommend those books too. They're also well-worn and tabbed on my desk. But those came in the last 3 years. So.
Right. I appreciate you sharing that, certainly in reference to both of those books, because it gives our listeners, individuals that have been in the field, and examples of how they can build their business and encourage them as they go through the process of building, that someone has been there before so they can move through that same process that other leaders have moved through. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I just want to add one more P.S. on that. I recently did a leadership retreat last month for a skincare company, and that the Build It Big book is one that each of them received, and I have gotten several emails from people saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe the insights that are in there from these top leaders, from whether it's network marketing, party plan, person-to-person sales, they're all in there. So it is a very, very good reference book for direct sellers.
Excellent. Well, tell us some of the things that are hold for the future for you. Are you working on any special projects now?
I have to tell you, in case you can't tell, I love my life. I totally love my life. I love what I do. What this year holds for me, only the man up above knows right now, but I will tell you, expanding Linda Lucas LLC, helping new companies enter the direct selling position. This is already occurring for me. Yesterday I got an email from someone who definitely, I've thrown every challenge their way, and they're stepping enough, they're going to really make their company come together. So I have some exciting projects ahead that I'm looking forward to and working and talking with some exciting people. DSWA, the International Chapter Program, this is my additional love. And when I started with the DSWA and the chapter program, it was about 5 years ago, and there were like three chapters here in the United States, and now we're probably 70, 80 chapters in about four countries. And this is something for direct sellers, Warren, for the women in direct sales. It's an incredible community of women that get together once a month in their area. It's education-based. They network. We support each other and our choice in the businesses that we selected. So the chapter program is something that is true, true, dear to my heart, too. So those are a couple of very, very big projects that are going to be happening for me in this coming year, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, very good. Well, if our listeners would like to connect with you, what's the best way for them to reach you? Is it your website that you'd like to share again, the email?
Thank you for asking that. Before I answer, can I say thank you to you? I mean, seriously, Warren, what you're doing to get the word out about a profession, to offer this type of opportunity for your listeners to hear people within our profession and what their stories are and how they got to where they are, how they can develop their own business as a result of this. I mean, I have to congratulate you and say thank you so much for what you are doing. And I appreciate the opportunity to have this conversation with you. So thank you for what you're doing. As for me, you know what? Best way to contact me probably is by email. And that would be Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at lindalucas.com. And it's lindalucas.com. That's also where my website is lindalucas.com. So they definitely can contact me that way. And I would love to, you know, answer any of their questions if they had any as a result of this call, and speak with or help anybody I can.
Well, thank you again, Linda, for being with us today and really sharing your insight of how to become an obstacle buster. Well, until next time, this is Warren Wandling, your host of How to Become an Obstacle Buster. Make it a great day.
To learn more of how to overcome your obstacles and rapidly achieve success, go to awakeningsignificance.com. AwakeningSignificance.com.